Tonight, I would like to have a quick chat on why I named the podcast that I named it. I mentioned it in my intro podcast a few weeks back, but since that time, I've had many people come to me and ask me, well, why, where did you get that name from? That name doesn't sound right. It sounds like the clap. You know, like it's some type of disease or whatever, and I'm not confessing that over me. Basically, the reason why I've called my podcast the O Clap Lady, C.L.A.P. Lady, is because the O Clap Lady, clap stands for the cleft lip and palate lady, because that's what I was born with. I was born with a cleft lip and palate. And some people might be saying, well, why don't you just discuss issues about only cleft lip and palate? Well, first of all, I don't even know if it's that much to discuss about the cleft lip and palate. But the reason why I named it that is because that's who I am. And I wanted to name it something where I thought was original. I thought describes me, and make it a catchy name, because when you see the title, O Clap Lady, then you are like, well, what is this about? What is Shawn trying to say? What is she trying to do? And I think, you know, it could also be like a sneaky way to get people to listen to the podcast, you know, but it's all about having fun. And I knew the name. You know, I got the idea. I felt the Lord put it in my spirit several weeks back. I just, you know, didn't know when I was going to start the podcast. And I just decided to start it. I really, at this time, don't have a particular topic of discussion. When I was creating the theme for the podcast, I just decided to do something related to society and culture. And just about everything and anything impacts society and culture. So for now, I'm just going to have fun with it, see where it goes, and maybe somewhere down the line, I will begin to become more streamlined with regarding my topics. And so I know this month I wanted to do the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I had a couple of interviews lined up. One person, we couldn't connect. Tonight I had specifically wanted to discuss the caregivers, the people that help people that either go through their cancer journey or just in general, because we give so much notoriety, well, we pay so much attention, rather, to the people who are going through the cancer journey, but sometimes I feel that we forget about the caregivers. You know, they are the ones who help those people go through their journey while at the same time sacrificing their own health and doing a thankless thing, even though a person may or may not say thank you. But still, whether the person says thank you or not, that's a sacrifice, a conscious decision that that person has made to be there for someone. And they're very well appreciated. So if you know a caregiver in your life, somebody who's helped you when you had a cold or you stubbed your toe or whatever, tell that person thank you and let them know that you appreciate them. And hopefully next weekend I will be back to interviewing the person that I had originally set up for to discuss the caregiver part of just being supportive in someone's life. But anyway, like I said, I wanted to, regarding the name of my podcast, it's something very personal to me because it describes who I am. But it's not the totality of who I am. It is just a small part in who I am. And I am someone who has a cleft lip and palate. Now, granted, it's been fixed. And today, you know, science is amazing when it comes to repairing it. So people, kids who have it today, when you look at them, you really can tell. For the most part, I can tell because I know what to look for. And then, of course, anybody else who's dealt with a cleft lip and palate person, they can tell as well. So that's the reason why I call it the old clap lady. So because it's, the cleft lip and palate lady, you know, or, clap, like you're clapping for the lady. And that's me. So if anyone would like to join my podcast and we'll have a discussion on different topics, or if you have something that you would like my opinion on and like for me to cover, send me an email. The email is what? Many of you have probably guessed it. oclaplady@outlook.com. That's O-O-H. C as in Charlie, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, D as in Dog, Y as in Yellow, @outlook.com. You can send me your feedback if you have questions or if you want me to discuss a particular topic. Send me an email and I will fit that in. Or if anyone would like to get on my podcast and discuss something with me, even if it's related to something related to cleft lip and palate and the challenges that people go through when it comes to that. Just send me an email to oclaplady, O-H-C-L-A-P-L-A-D-Y, @outlook.com, and I will definitely be in touch. So moving forward, we all know why I chose this name, and I'm going to stick with this name most likely until the Lord tells me to change it. I feel in my spirit to change it, that I'll change it. But for now, this is the name that I'm going to keep, and I hope that people can get past the name and focus on the content, because that's really what it's about. Even though I have what I feel is a fun name, but I want us to get past the name and let's focus on the content. All right, everyone. So you all have a good evening and thank you for listening to my podcast and good night from the Old Clap Lady podcast. Bye-bye.